Well, we're rocking along here on Mornings on the Mall. Brian Wilson, Katie Pavlich in for Larry O'Connor, who will be back on Monday. Joining us on the line right now, Representative John Micah, Republican from Florida's 7th District. We wanted to have him on because there was a hearing yesterday. There continue to be hearings by the House Oversight Committee into Hillary's email server and all of the revelations that have occurred. It seems like every day you open up the newspapers, you start going through all of your sources of information, and there's a drip, 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 another story about the emails. And we thought we would get an idea of what happened yesterday. Congressman Micah, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
All right. So what did you learn yesterday? Because I think you were trying to reach to, you were talking to Patrick Kennedy, were you not?
Yes.
Undersecretary for Management at the State Department, right, and person who was responsible for things like email systems.
Yes. Well, my questioning focused on the individual under him who actually is in the custodian and trustee for public records. We were looking at the FOIA requests, and we found that it's taken so long to get any information, particularly about on all requests, but particularly about the Clinton emails. The individual that I questioned, the highlight questioning on, was again, the trustee asked him if he had advised the Clinton staff of the requirements under law and regulations to turn over documents and information. Well, we've had a number of requests in on FOIA. We found out that it was some 2 years later they finally complied. And then we don't know for certain whether they said they had provided all or part of the data, because Mr. Kennedy said, in addition to 54,000 documents that we had gotten then, as late as just months ago, the FBI was still dumping data to the State Department custodian. And again, all of these documents were not complied with the rules and regulations of maintaining or turning over.
Congressman, you know, one thing that I think has been lost in not only just the Clinton email scandal, but in general, is that FOIA requests are an important part to the American people having access,
right,
to their property,
right,
and to government documents that belong to them, not to the State Department, not to Hillary,
exactly,
Clinton, not to Congress. What is Congress doing to make the State Department's FOIA process up to speed, up to date, and what are they doing to require officials to respond to FOIA requests?
Well, this hearing is one example. That they have that requirement that keeps everybody honest, gives the public interest groups, the public interest groups, and Congress the ability to find out what was really going on. And those documents are public record. Now, it appears they did everything they could to delay turning over. It appears that they scrubbed. It appears that they did not comply with the law or the requirements in turning this information over. And some of it we've gotten, again, through these so-called dumps, data dumps from the FBI, who uncovered additional data that wasn't, mm-hmm, properly turned over. So we're looking at the whole process. It should be the same for everyone. Everyone should be treated the same. But I pointed out to you, even members of Congress, when we leave office, or we are told immediately that we have to turn over.
Well, of course, right?
They're public records. There's a few personal things you can keep, and that is allowed. But again, public records laws are important to comply with. And then we've seen the whole FOIA process within the State Department just become a jumble.
Well, absolutely right.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to ask you about another development that's out there, and that is there seems to be a growing sense among Republicans on Capitol Hill that you ask for certain documents and you from Hillary Clinton from the private email server, and you sent out an order and a subpoena that had a preservation order that says you need to make sure these documents do not get destroyed. And now there's a school of thought that a couple of weeks after you put that preservation order in place, they actually did destroy a bunch of emails. What do we know about that?
Well, we know that some were destroyed. I asked questions. I think she had 11 or more Blackberries, and we know that several of the Blackberries, according to the information I think we got back from the 302 with Comey when they questioned her, but I think several were destroyed with hammers. They admitted to that. We have that information. Well, that's destruction of property. It's non-compliance. And again, it's been one of the most difficult things that I've ever seen to get information out of these folks. I've been on the committee longer than anyone, and I've never seen, the thwarting of the intent of the law. And this all started sort of by accident, the whole email thing. We were looking at Benghazi and what took place, and those were our first questions. And then,
we find out
she has a private server.
It got more complicated after that, for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, Representative John Micah, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciated.